I've been asked to say a little about the work of a Member of Parliament. I can talk from 3 years' experience only, because I was first elected to Parliament on the 28th of February 1974. There was a second general election in October 1974, and it may be, as I record this message in March 1977, that there will be another election upon us shortly. I have long wanted to go into politics, and indeed I fought two elections before that of February 1974 and was thrashed soundly at both of them. Politics for me has a fascination, and I have always been absorbed by the House of Commons. I love to work in the constituency, which occupies a good deal of my time. I thought I would say a little bit about the House of Commons as I first knew it 3 years ago, about the work there and about the work in the constituency, and end by saying a little bit about family life. When I first arrived in the House of Commons, there was a change of government. Mr. Heath and his administration had been defeated at the general election, and Sir Harold Wilson was about to form a new Labour government. The first thing that a Member of Parliament has to do is to take the oath of allegiance to the Queen and to her successors, which he does by taking the Bible in his right hand and then saying to the clerk in the hearing of the Speaker of the House of Commons that he promises to bear faithful allegiance to the Crown. And then the work of Parliament begins. On Mondays to Thursdays inclusive, the House of Commons meets at 2:30. The first 5 minutes are taken up with prayers, and then from 2:45 to 3 until 3:30, there are questions to ministers. These are questions which members of Parliament table and ministers have to answer at the dispatch box. And each MP who tables a question, when the minister answers it, he's allowed to ask a supplementary question. Question time is a prerogative for the backbenchers, their chance to criticise and scrutinise the conduct of ministers. It is a very valued 3/4 of an hour plus from 2:45 to 3 until 3:30 every day. Very much valued by the backbencher. On Fridays, the House of Commons meets at 11 o'clock. Prayers for 5 minutes, and then the House rises on a Friday at 4:30. On Monday to Thursday, the House rises never before 10:30, and very often much later than that. After questions, there may be ministerial statements. A minister may want to make an announcement about British Leyland, for example. The Prime Minister made an announcement last week following his visit to Washington and to Canada. That is the time for ministerial statements immediately after questions. And then, after any statements, the real business of the day begins. A debate on a government bill, a debate on a private member's bill, or simply a general debate on some subject which is of topical interest. We've had, for example, debates on crime, debates on the future policy for the transport of this country. Very often we have divisions, and they have been very close because the government side and the opposition side is very closely matched in this Parliament, and much of the legislation has been fiercely contested. I try and spend Fridays, whenever I can, in the constituency, because on Fridays it is usually private members' business, and most members of Parliament, unless they have a particular interest in the subject under discussion on a Friday, try to get back to their constituencies. And so, whenever I can, I'm in Eastbourne and in the surrounding area, which makes up the Eastbourne parliamentary constituency, on a Friday. I like this very much indeed, and welcome the chance of being able to visit the many and varied activities in our town. For example, there are quite a number of farmers in the Eastbourne parliamentary constituency, and it's a splendid change from Westminster to get out and see them. There is the Department of Health and Social Security, which pays all our pensions. There is the Social Services Department of the East Sussex County Council, which looks after categories of people who are in special need. There are the schools to visit, and I often think when one goes round schools in Eastbourne, how much even those of us who have left school ought to go back and learn again. And then there are the more exciting things to do, to go out in a helicopter to the Royal Sovereign Light Tower, which is 7.5 miles south of the town. Visit the sewage works, an essential part of the life of the community. These are exciting, interesting things to do. And then there are the more routine, mundane things. On the first Saturday of each month, there is a surgery, as we call it, when anybody, any constituent, can come to 29 Gildridge Road and see their Member of Parliament. That is without appointment on the first Saturday of each month from 9:30 until 1:00. And then there are two Friday afternoons which are set aside for seeing constituents by appointment. Constituents who write and ask whether they can see their Member of Parliament, constituents who telephone and make an appointment to see me. The day at the House of Commons, Mondays to Thursdays inclusive, starts at 7:45 when I get to the post office and collect the mail. Usually a lot of letters. People are very anxious about the future of Britain today, and they express that anxiety in writing to their Member of Parliament. And so there's a lot of dictating to be done in the morning, as well as preparing any speech and preparing questions to be asked in the House of Commons. There is one side of politics which is not so good. We have, my wife and I have, two boys, Charles, who is 9, and Jamie, who is 7. I catch the 7:19 train from Pearlgate every Monday morning, and that gets me to Westminster about 9:00. And for the rest of the week, I stay at our small house in London, and my wife and the boys are at our house at Hankham, which is near West Ham. So I don't see them from Monday morning until I get back, usually on a Friday night. Weekends tend to be rather busy. Friday night, almost always a constituency engagement, and usually Saturday morning, afternoon, and sometimes Saturday evening. I try always to keep Sundays free so that that can be a day when the whole of the family is together. When the boys are away at school, my wife will be able to come up to London during the week, and that will be a big difference, because she certainly finds it rather lonely being in the country during the week, particularly during the winter. Politics is a university in which the scholar never takes his degree. There is always much to learn about the better government of Britain, much to learn about people's anxieties and fears and hopes and aspirations. But it's never dull. One is dealing all the time with real people, dealing all the time with a great variety of constituency problems. And the House of Commons itself is the most unpredictable place of all. You can never tell when there is going to be some explosion, or when there is going to be some hazard into which either government or opposition will fall. The variety of political life, the drama of the House of Commons, the sense of history which surrounds the whole of the Palace of Westminster, and the influence which the Mother of Parliaments has had, not just on parliamentary democracy in this country, but throughout the world, all these make Westminster the most exciting place in which to work. It has been said that members of Parliament, and particularly ministers, have an onerous life and work hard. Well, that may be so. There are plenty of people who work much harder than members of Parliament, and I think particularly of doctors, social workers, and indeed many others. I don't think we deserve too much sympathy. We don't have to do this job. I enjoy it immensely. I find it very rewarding, and I'm very glad indeed to have been given the chance of recording this message to you. To all who are listening, I send my very best wishes.